Good morning, Subaru Road family. For those of you who are visiting, my name is Jonathan Pate. I am not Jim Wetterland. He has a little bit more hair than I do. Thankful to be with you here this morning. In preparation, let's turn in our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10, and then we'll start in prayer. Father, we come before you, thankful for what you have done for us. We thank you for what you have done for us, even this morning as we have worshiped together. We pray that you would use the worship, that you would use your word to help us to grow together as one body, seeking to carry out your work in this world. We are so thankful for you. We are thankful for this body. And we pray that we would all come together as one today. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. In 1988, there was an immature college student showed up at a church. And he showed up at that church because he was dating a certain girl. And he wanted to go to that church because that's where she went. He went to Bob Jones University and was visiting different churches, went to a church that his sister attended some, and went to different, even other denominations, trying to, you know, what is this all about? But it was that girl that pulled him into this particular church in 1988. She left after she dumped him, and so he was left there at this church. But the church took him under their wing, and because it was me, did an internship at Emmanuel Baptist Church that was located on St. Mark's Road. And I got involved because that's what you do when you go to church. And involved in the internship, I got involved in doing the youth ministry, first as an assistant and then as leading the youth ministry. Got involved in teaching, doing the work of teaching, doing the different things that were involved in the church, doing the work of a deacon, and continuing to do those things that you would expect to do at church. And there were times when it was hard because I got tired of doing. And I wondered, what is happening in this church? You know, why don't I feel right? You know, I see people talking with each other around me and enjoying fellowship together. But I'm not sensing that. You know, where are my friends here at Emmanuel Baptist Church? And that continued for some time. But I said, be faithful. Do what is before you. Do what you are supposed to be doing. And to be honest with you, I've done that for, I guess it's going on 30 years from that time. And it's only been recently that it really has struck me through the preaching of the word here at Subaru Road Baptist Church and through the involvement of you all that I've come to realize that we're not supposed to be doing church. And what I was missing during those years was I was so much focused on doing church that I was losing sight of the fact that we're supposed to be the church. And I don't know where you are this morning. Perhaps you are here doing church. You're struggling yourself. Perhaps the doing isn't being done the way that you think it should be done. And so you're wondering, you know, do I want to keep doing this? Perhaps you, like me, are sitting out there now wondering, where do I fit in? What role do I play? I'm tired of doing. Well, let me encourage you to start being the church, being Subaru Road Baptist Church. And we get a layout for this here in Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews is written about the high priest, who is Jesus. And as we look through the passage of Hebrews, through the book of Hebrews, the text, we find Jesus being presented as this high priest, doing away with the old ways that things were done. The bringing of sacrifices to the temple, the coming together to do these things, these ritual things that were done and laid out for the church or for the Jews in the Old Testament. And Jesus has come and he has removed all of this. He is now the high priest. And there's one phrase that continues through the book, and I'm just going to read through these. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace. We sang about that this morning, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 7:19. For the law made nothing perfect. But on the other hand, a better hope is introduced through which we draw near to God. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. Hebrews 10:1. For since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come, instead of the true form of all of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year, make perfect those who draw near. Hebrews is about the high priest and how we can draw near to God because of that high priest. And Hebrews chapter 10 begins to lead us into, if that's the case, then what should we do? Or more importantly, I would say, what should we be? So let's read verses 18 down through 25. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering of sin. Let me stop there. That is just the transition from what I just told you into what we're going to be focusing on. We are forgiven. All of those things that we did are no longer needed, no longer purposeful. They were pointing to this point where we realize we are forgiven. We don't have to do that anymore. Jesus is our high priest. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from the evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. What I want us to see this morning is that each member of Super Road Baptist Church should intentionally engage himself or herself in the purpose of building the body in order to promote the kingdom of God. We are individuals, but we are also a group. And as we come together as members into the body, our purpose is ultimately to promote the kingdom of God. To do this, Super Road needs spiritually healthy members. Now, we've been talking about the body a lot and how we are, the church is this entity. But the church as an entity is made up of individuals. So you think about Paul talking about the body, he mentions the body parts. A thumb is not a toe. A nose is not an ear. We are individuals. Christ is our high priest, but we don't have to go through any organization to go to the throne of God. Jesus is our entry before God. We are individuals, and as individuals, we need to be spiritually healthy as individuals to carry out the work of the church as a body. We need to maintain our relationship with God. So how do you be Subaru Road Baptist Church? Maintain your individual relationship with God. We see the terms here, with a true heart. As you're approaching the church, as you're approaching the organization, this membership that we have come together, are you coming with a true heart? And what this means is a real heart. You really are what you claim to be. It's easy to show up and do all the right things. But if we aren't what we claim to be, we're never going to be Subaru Road Baptist Church. Are you preparing for this moment when we come to worship? Are you preparing your own heart to grow in Christ? Are you seeking out other people to help you in growing in Christ? Are you an in-name-only Christian? There are a lot of those out there. Believe it. Be a part. Be a God is real Christian. This is the term here, the full assurance of faith. Being confident that God can do what he claims to do. Not only in your own life, but in the lives of those who are around you. As we grow in our confidence in God, we can be more like Subaru Road Baptist Church should be. And then we see the term with our hearts sprinkled clean. This is be an internalized Christian. Take it into your heart. Let Christ change you. Don't put all of your focus on what you do. Put your focus on who he is and what he's working on in your life. But while it's on the inside, don't forget that you need to identify yourself as a Christian. Live it. Live it out where people can see it. We see that it claims here bodies washed with pure water. This is talking about baptism. And the whole point behind baptism was to show that you were in the body. You had made that choice of what was happening internalized has now been shown forth before the watching world. As I looked at my relationship with the church, I began to realize I was looking for the church to do something for me. It was almost kind of Catholic, I guess you could say. What we need to avoid is don't seek grace from your association with the church. Show grace through your associations with the church. What do I mean? It's easy for us to come and say, hey, I go to church on Sunday. I'm involved in church. I'm involved in the things of doing church. But it's not actually doing anything for you. You come and sit, you sing, you may give, you may do all the things, but you haven't internalized it. You haven't made yourself a true, not only in name Christian. You are seeking for somehow the church is going to make you a better Christian. You must seek Christ first, and then that will lead you to show your grace or show grace through the association within the church. That's what the church is here for. It is not by being a part of this organization you are somehow going to be a better Christian. It is by being in the church and involving yourself in the church, rubbing shoulders, iron sharpening iron. You live out the grace that God is showing you. That begins to affect the people around you. And as people around you do the same thing, it begins to affect you. So your grace comes through showing grace to your brothers and sisters. Subaru Road also needs spiritually committed members. We need to guard ourselves in our relationship with the world. Be a professing Christian. We see here in verse 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Hold fast the confession. Be a professing Christian and then be a preserving Christian without wavering.
He is faithful to us. We need to follow in His word and in His way. The church is not here to fit into the world. It is here to help you live in it. And we hear the term or the phrase, we are in the world, not of it. The church is here to help us with that. Now, I went through that pretty quickly because that was just really getting to the main point of what I want to talk about today. And this is that Suba Road needs spiritually active members. I go back to talk about being here, coming here, making my choice to do the things of the church and not being the church. We need you to be spiritually active. I need to be spiritually active in reaching out to the church and being a part. Verse 24 and 25, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. First of all, let's look at this term, let us consider. Be intentional. That's what this word consider means. Let us consider. Make it an intention. Let me drive that in. Why are you here? And I was thinking about that as the sermon title, not being the church, Suba Road Baptist Church, but the title being, why are you here? And let me ask you that question. Why are you here? Are you here because your mom and dad made you come? Are you here because, well, if I don't go, then someone's going to notice I wasn't there and they're going to think ill of me. My reputation is going to be harmed. Why are you here? Consider that. As you make a choice, and it is a choice, to attend Suba Road Baptist Church, do it with intention. As you come to church each morning, come with an intention to be Suba Road Baptist Church. Don't come because I'm wanting to get something out of being at Suba Road Baptist Church. Don't come because of your reputation. Come because you've intended to be a part, to be a part of this body. And when you come, and you make your intention to come, come purposefully. Stir up to love and good works, encouraging. That is why we are here. We are here to stir one another up. As we intend to come, we have gotten ourselves with Christ. We are growing personally in our relationship with Jesus. As we do that, as we represent Him individually in the world, we come together intentionally for the purpose of stirring one another up. That's where I have a struggle, to be honest with you. I don't know about you. I am what they call an ambivert. And an ambivert is kind of between an extrovert and an introvert. An introvert is someone who basically, to be in a group of people, they can't take it. They've got to get out of there. They leave. And there are some people here who are associated with our church who really, really struggle with that. And we need to pray for them. It is hard for them. An ambivert is someone who can do it. They can show up. They can engage. They can be socially not so awkward, but then as soon as they get home, they crash because it takes so much energy out of them. They can put on a good show until it's done. And I'm one of those people. So it's hard for me to get engaged with people. I'd love to take you out to coffee and sit down one-on-one and talk with you, but mingling in the group is a challenge for me. That's something I need to work on if I'm going to fully engage in Suba Road Baptist Church. You come here to the congregation, you can kind of get lost in the congregation, just kind of, you know, shift and move from this side to that side, and everybody sees that you're there, but you don't really have to engaged too much. We introduced something called life groups. Oh my, now it's going to shrink some. And it's going to be easy for us, ambiverts, to say, okay, this is not what I was looking forward to. I like to just go and kind of hide out in the crowd. But I am not going to be Subaru Baptist Church if I don't get involved in life groups. You need to be involved in life groups. It is something that we do, but it is a way of being a part. And I'm excited about it. It's going to give me an opportunity to grow and to learn, to be able to be purposeful in reaching out to those people who are in my small group. I'll get to know them a little better. I'll be able to help them and pray for them and grow with them. I will be forced not to be able to hide in the crowd. And maybe for you, that's like, what? That's no big deal. For me, that's a big deal. But I'm excited about the opportunity that I have to grow. Are you? I am making the choice to be intentional, to be purposeful in my interaction with my small group and then in my interaction with the church as a whole. Because all of this is about being relational. If you are an introvert, pray for God's power. Pray for the Holy Spirit to give you the ability to put yourself out. If you're an ambivert, go for it. If you're an extrovert, I don't know how to pray for you. Because I don't understand you. But I will relate with you and engage with you. Help, that's what you do. You who are extroverts, help us by helping us engage. Go be our linebacker going into the crowd and preparing the way for us as we engage with you. Because that's what it is about. It's about relationships. The extrovert helping the introvert. The spiritual, those who are growing in Christ, helping those who are weaker. Those who have a physical need. Someone coming alongside of them and showing a relationship of helping them. Purposefully reaching out in the relationship of the church. And that is where the be really starts. You can do all kinds of things, but it's not until you start interacting with people where they are talking to you, they are seeing your heart and you are seeing their heart, that is when you start being. Are you doing that here at Subaru Road Baptist Church? Are you coming with the intention of building relationships for the purpose of stirring those people up that you are meeting and engaging with to do the right thing in advancing the kingdom? Because that is what we are here for. We need to be earnest. Be intentional as you come to Subaru Road Baptist Church. Be purposeful as you engage in the relationships that you are involved in. And it's because the day is coming when we will be with our high priest. We will be with him. We will be together as a body perfectly. We are preparing for that time here on this earth in this body as we grow for the day when we will be with him. Let's take some people with us. And I firmly believe that as we grow and we become Subaru Road Baptist Church, we do away with the doing and the focus on how do we do things and getting hung up on whether or not it's the way I want things to be done, and focus on being the body, being a part of Jesus, relating to one another, being willing to put aside our preferences, to love, to grow, to stir up, And I know I've said this before in another lesson that I've given. I'm glad we're not all alike. I'm glad that someone thinks differently than I do. I'm glad that there are people in our church who raise their hand and I don't. I am thankful that there are people who listen to music that is different from how I listen to it. I'm thankful there are people who want worship to be done in different ways than I might want it done. I'm very thankful for that. Why? Isn't it easy to live with people who are just like you? Where is the grace in that? I take us back and I talked about how we should be coming here not to get grace somehow endued upon us from coming to church, but to live out grace as we engage with each other. It's hard to do that with people who see the same thing exactly the way you do. But when I come upon someone who sees something differently, I have an opportunity to live out grace. I have an opportunity to make the body become what it should be. The people who get hung up are the people who are focused on the do, not on the be. Focus on being a part of the body. My thumb is not going to talk to my toe and say to the toe, get out of here. You don't do things the way I want you to do it. We're one part of the body. Now, the toe does things differently from the thumb, but we are all advancing the movement of the body together. And so I encourage you today that you cannot be all you can be without the church. And the church cannot be all God intends it to be without you. That's a hard thing for me. I want to be independent. I want to be a person who can just go on my own. But I am growing and I am beginning to learn that I need you. I need you to be different from me, to hold preferences that I don't hold. I need you to come alongside of me and ask me what's happening inside my heart. What is my struggle? Where do I need prayer? I need you to come alongside me and point out things where perhaps I'm not living up to being Subaru Road Baptist Church. I need you. If you are doing church, my guess is you don't have that need because you're just coming and doing and looking for another thing to do. But when you decide to be, you begin to have yearnings for those relationships. So I challenge you this morning, make your choice to be intentional when you come to Super Road Baptist Church. Make a choice to be a part of this church, regardless of how things go in your preferences. Now, if Pastor Jim gets up here and starts preaching something that is doctrinally incorrect, I'll be one of the first people out the door. And I hope you will follow me out the door. But if it's just a preferential thing, make it your intention to learn from that. Be purposeful in stirring up in that. Don't be afraid to come to someone and to say with a heart that is full of love, can you explain? I want to work with the church. I want to be Subaru Road Baptist Church. But, you know, I'm not sure about this. Can you pray with me? Can you help me? Come, be a part of us. Don't get hung up on the doing. Be intentional in that. Be purposeful in stirring up. Be relational. Look for the relationships we can have together. Because we only have a little bit of time. for us to grow together as Subaru Road Baptist Church. The day is drawing near when we will be with Him. Intentionally engage yourself in the purpose of growing Subaru Road Baptist Church in order to promote the kingdom of God, and you will grow with us. Father, we are thankful for your word. And as I consider all the emotions in my own heart and the thoughts that are even now colliding in my mind, I know that it is your Spirit who will take your word and will do your work. So I ask that you would use this passage to draw us nearer together. And in drawing nearer together, I pray that that would draw us nearer to you as we, first of all, focus on our relationship with you, and then focus on helping each other grow. Help us not to do church. Lord, help us to be your church. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.